Simin Kuf Pei Zayin, the end of Sif Hei, Bez Hashem through Sif Tes, and the end of Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the Ramon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. The Ramon says at the end of Sif Hei, after he has this three halachas that he mentioned, the first halacha is that a isha that is the best kavua, shloi b'shas vesta, she's allowed to be tailing her mako, even if she doesn't know if it's mighty dam. The second halacha is if she doesn't have a vest, then she's allowed to be tailed when she has a svek tveka. Then she knows she has a mako b'mekor, she has a suf, and she doesn't know where the dam is coming from. Suffek, is it coming from the stadim or is it coming from the mekor? Even if it's coming from the mekor, maybe it's coming from a maka in the mekor, she has a svek tveka, she's allowed to be tailed even if she doesn't have a vest kavua. However, if she knows where the dam is coming from the makar, she just doesn't know if it's coming from a makar in the makar or for dam nidus, then she only has one suffix. The halacha is she is not allowed to be teva unless the makar is mighty dam. Continues the Ramah, mikol mokayim b'shas vesto. However, if it's b'shas vesto, imilamin l'lamin yayim, or in a beninim, then ain't a teva b'makasim z'lekim b'yitzatam alayim. And that, he paskins not like the Rajbo. The Rajbo Torah Tabayi says that a woman is allowed to be teila, even in a makah which is she doesn't know to be ma'isi dam. Even b'shas vesta, she's allowed to be teila. The reason is because the way that the mefarshim, the achrenim, are mazmer the Rashba, that if we're going to be metam, she b'atam as a cheskes tairo. It now came to yema vest. You want to be metam her because she found dam. Now, if you're going to be metam her, then she's not going to be able to metar herself, because how is she going to be able to get a heftik tairo? Because she's going to find dam on heftik tairo. From, and the dam is going to be damacha. So to be metama her in a case where she doesn't have yechilis to become tar afterwards, that we're not going to do in the case if she has a cheskes tara and it came to a yermaves. Says the Ramah, the Mashmois is not only do not go like the Rashba in a regular mako, the Mashmois is coming off of what he said before, and which he was talking about a makah shemaiti adam, even if she has a mako which she knows is maiti dam, just we don't know that every second is being mighty dam, but she knows that it's being mighty dam. She's not allowed to be teila b'yir maves, because what would be, how b'chilo el maitei tmeil? When is she ever going to become tamei? Now, ma'isa shehoyo, l'chov ed limud, that a woman did a b'diko on yoyim lamed aleph, leil lamed aleph, which is the oinos b'inos according to the chavetz das. And it came out totally clean, with two dots of red on it, mamish in the on the side, on mamish by the end, clear as day, basically, that it came from a petza. The shayla is, can you be teila? What's the shayla? I just wanted, this was a ma'aseh shayla, but I think it brings out the nekuda, because there's a lot of nekudas here that have to be nizbar, and we nizbar through the shayla. First of all, one shayla is, this din of oina beininus, that we say that we're mitami, is that also with the oina beininus of the chavetz das that we're being machmer? Or is just the independence of Lamed? The second thing is, even if you want to say that it doesn't apply to the Chavetz Das, does it apply? Lamed Aleph is always 6 months a year, 6 out of 12 months a year, it's also a Yom HaChodesh. So even if it's not an independence, but if it's a Yom HaChodesh, is that also have the same halacha of Yom Vesta? Or do we say Dafka when the Ramah says that we're machmer in Yom HaVest, is that Dafka in a case where it's a Vest Kavua? But if it's a Veshe in a Kavua, it doesn't have this Chumrah. That's the second Shailah. The third Shailah is, even Noniach, that it doesn't apply to Veshe in a Kavua. And Noniach, that we're not Machmir of the Vest of the Chavetz Das. But we have another Chavetz Das that the Pesach Shuvah brings down over here. He says, since the Svarat we Matamayu on Yerim Lamed, on Eine Beinus is because V'chilarim Lo Yitei Temeah, so the same thing applies even if she doesn't see anything on Lamed. But any time after Lamed, the first time after Lamed that she sees, we have the same svara. That we're not going to be tailing in a makah because she didn't even see on Ein Abaynanis. When she even comes tell me? The first time that she sees after Ein Abaynanis, we're going to be with Tamar. So even if you want to be Mekol by Veshei Kavua, and you want to be Mekol in a Chavetz Das, but we have the other Chavetz Das that says once you pass by the regular Ein Abaynanis of Lamed, the first time that she sees, she's going to become tell me. So how do we paskin l'maisa? So the truth is that with regard to Ves Sheina Kavua, so Bani Yishuchan he names on that in a Hanami, that we're makeup by Ves Sheina Kavua, Zafka by Ves Kavua, but he says what's the reason why? The reason why we make a Ves Sheina Kavua is because what's the whole Svarat V'matami Yom HaVes, V'chilayim L'Yitei Tmeah, this lady will become tamei on Ayin Beinon, which is kilu of Ves Kavua. That's only if your Ves Shein Kavua comes before Yom Lamed. Then you could say, even though she has a Vesta flog of 27 days, we're not going to be metamer on day 27, because you could always say, no, she'll be tamei on day 30, when she hits Ayin Beinon. But here we're not talking about, here we're talking about a Yom HaChodesh, which is after Yom Lamed. It's not before Yom Lamed. L'chodesh, we would not have this svara. We would have to be machmer. So even if you don't want to go like this, you don't want to be machmer the Ayin Beinon of the Chavetz Chaim, but l'chodesh, it's al seves shein kavu, if it would be a Yom HaChodesh, you'd have to be machmer. It happens to be that it was not a Yom HaChodesh. Yom HaChodesh, this month it came out, that it was not a Yom HaChodesh. However, we have the Badei Shulchan, he passed like the other Chavetz Chaim also. The other Chavetz Chaim says, once you pass by Yom Lamed, then you're finished. So even if you're not going to be machmer for a Ves Shein Kavua, or it's not a Ves Shein Kavua, and you're not machmer for the Ayin Beinon of the Chavetz Chaim, but l'maisa you pass by Yom Lamed, and therefore, the first time that a woman sees after Yom Lamed, even though she knows she has a machmer, which is Moitzi Dam, she's l'chur going to be tummy. However, we have one big clause over here, and that is the Shach. The Shach here, and it's in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. The Shach says, you say it both here and in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, that since the whole svara is v'chilah oilam l'tei tmeyam, v'meilah, there's a svara to say that any time that you could say that yes, she'll be tummy when something else happens, then there's no problem. For example, he says, in a case where the woman knows that the dam is coming from the maka, it's not just that she's a maka which is meiti dam. She knows b'vadois that this dam is coming, that the maka is mamish bleeding right now. Then there's no svara to see v'chilah oilam l'tei tmeyam. She'll become tummy when the maka stops bleeding. Then she'll become tummy. Similarly, in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he says a similar thing. He says that, or he says over here the same thing, she'll be tummy when she's margish. A woman that feels without hargosha, she'll be tummy when she's margish. The same thing here it says in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, he says that when a woman does the bedikas ma'aril, where she stuffs the whole makar, the makam of the psichas of makar, with cotton, and that way, and she uses the bathroom, when she's matomei raglaim, if dam comes out, and nothing comes out on the mic, then you know for sure that she's not tummy. It's not coming from the makar. However, the Maril says it doesn't help for Yema Vest. In fact, the Shach, why doesn't it help for Yema Vest? Even though there's a Svar B'chila Il Meitei Tmeya, it doesn't apply over here. She'll become tummy when she finds dam on the mic. She'll be matame or zayim with the mic. If she doesn't find any dam, she'll be tar. Aye, B'chila Il Meitei Tmeya, no, she'll be tummy when she finds it on the mic. So we see that it's not etched in stone, this din of the Ramah. The din of the Ramah is only because there's a svar v'chila oil l'tei tmeah. Masha'enkein, with his raglaim l'dover, that it's from a makah, and you can say that should become tummy when you don't have that raglaim l'dover, then maybe that's not a problem. Because we don't know when that's going to be. That's any time. Ayin Beinon, that's like the svar Ramosha says. Once you hit Ayin Beinon, you have to be choshesh. There's always a growing svar of v'chila oil l'tei tmeah. Since she doesn't have a vest, so we always have to be chayish that it's going to come that if even in a makom. Oh, so how do we know that it's a makom? That's the question. Oh, so in this case, so says Rav Berkowitz in Kunjan Zera Shmuel that any time that you have ragayim ladover, you have a chacha brura that it's coming from, that the dam is coming from a makom, and it's not come. It's clear, not because she says that there's a makom, because you could see on the aid. It's clear beyond the shadow of doubt. It's on mamish on the side. The hafrasha was totally clear. It's not even in the hafrasha. It's b'chol not even. Then in such a case, l'chur, you have raglaim l'dover, and memela, you l'chur would be able to be teile even on a yom aveh. Now the shayla is, can you be teile? Is that a raglaim l'dover going to help you even without a bodeket? Can you just be teile like that or not? So we'll get to that in a minute. I want to clarify what I said last week, since I did not speak it out. B'shas l'chaburah. I will just clarify what we said. Last week we mentioned that there are some people that do not want to be saying al chana b'deket because the skin is so thin and the skin is so sensitive that they could be germed tsa'im just by checking, even though she didn't have that pesach b'shas ma'isa. And I brought kam v'kam svaras maybe that we should be able to be tailor even though there is such a svara. However, very many times there's a chokha that the dam is damaka. You can see clearly from many different reasons why it should be damaka. I didn't mean that we're going to be metahar without sending her to Bodeket. It's just a big svara to say that we should be able to send her to Bodeket. Now, maybe there will be times that we will be matar even without it. That we'll get to in a minute. That's the chorus of Zion. Now, I just want to say another svara that I heard Talmud Chacham Echad this past week. I think it's a very nice svara. He wanted to say like this. There's machlekes, and it's been again to this shayla mamash. Can you be toile dam on a bedika and a petza on Yom Haveh? Even if you don't know that the mach is moiti dam mamash at this exact second, but it's a second mach which should be moiti dam. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings down a machlekes between the Chavos Das and the Nevi Yehuda. He actually doesn't bring them both down in the same Pesachei Tshuva. However, the Nevi Yehuda is brought down twice in the Siman, and the Chavos Das is brought down once. He brings down, he says, this halacha that we're matame a woman on Yom Haveh, he says, the Chavos Das, that's even when she has a re'iyah shaloi b'hargasha. In other words, theoretically, you could have said, says the Chavos Das, that we shouldn't be matame. Why? Because there's no svar v'chila l'mleitei tamei. She'll become tamei when she has the hargasha. Says the Chavos Das, nevertheless, we don't do it, like plug, and we're going to be matame anyhow. However, says the Nevi Yehuda, no, we do go with the svar. We go with the svara of v'chila l'mleitei. We don't say v'chila l'mleitei tamei because she'll become tamei when she has the hargasha. So now, every time that a woman does a bedika, if she doesn't have a petza, then we say, where did the dam come from? It must have come from the car. Come from the car, chazak is at above bargasha. I shouldn't feel it. It must be she had argasha and she made a teretz. That's the cheshbon that we make every time a woman does a bedika. And that's why it's always a topic that writes. So, where did the dam come from? We don't have any place to be tailored. It must be that it came from the car. If it came from the car, it must be that it came bargasha. The chazakah says, dam in bam in a car, bam bargasha, says the Rambam. I happen to feel Aragasha. Tell us about Aragasha. However, says the Beit Yosef and the Taz, Kuf Tzadi Chav Gimel, the way the Chavos Das is Masber, that's only when she doesn't have a Tliya. But when she has a Tliya, then what do we say? We say Shitake didn't have Aragasha. Where does the Dam come from? The Dam came from the Petza that she has. Then you don't have to make Shtikl Torah. It must have come from the Makar, and she must have had Aragasha, and tell us about Aragasha. No, not, it didn't come from the Makar. She didn't have Aragasha, and she wasn't Tulsa. The Dam came from the Petza. Kumta Shitaka didn't have Argasha. So if you go with this Nevi Yehuda, the Nevi Yehuda says that when you find Dam Shaloi Bahargasha, that you, even on a Yom Haveh, you'll be able to be Tehre, because you could say, V'chilayel Meitei Tmeh, no, she'll be Tamei when she has Argasha, then a woman that has a Petah has the same Tzvar. Because you could say that, where did the Dam come from? Shitaka did not have Argasha, the Dam came from the Petah. V'chilayel Meitei Tmeh, no, she'll become Tamei when she has Argasha. When does it mean that she has Argasha? When she doesn't have a Petah. And we say that automatically she had Argasha. It's a svara, says the Talmud Chacham, that l'chora, even on a Eid Bedika, you'll be able to be Teile, even be Yom Haveh, because we're going to say that she didn't have Argasha, and the Dam came from the Petza, and when will she become Tamei? She'll become Tamei when she has Argasha. Dahainu, when she doesn't have a Petza, so we say that she had Argasha. Sifov, Nemenes Isha Loimer Maki Yesh Li Baisa Mokoyim Shadam Yaitim Emeno. There's two halachas over here. There's the lashon of the mechaber that a nemenet isha lemer makay yeshli bayis hamakom shadam yetsim menu. And then we have the Ramaz ma'itif in omeres barley shein dam zemin record nemenet v'tahira. Sounds like even if she doesn't say that she has a makah, she says I know for sure this dam didn't come from the makor. Then she's nemen, she's tahira. Now the first halacha of the mechaber is the gemara mifureshes. However, the gemara does not say exactly like this. The gemara says nemenet isha lemer makay yeshli b'makor shemenu adam yetsim. She's allowed to say that she has a makah b'makor. Why dafka b'mekar? L'chero, even up b'mekar. Now, so the truth is that the mechaber seems to say that. The mechaber learns the gemara. When the gemara says mekar, it's lav dafka. Any place that the woman says that she has a makah, she is nemenes. Nemenes yish lemer makah yish li ba'oitz ha'mokim, whether it's in the mekar, whether it's in the prezdar. Either way, she has nemenes. Now, what's the chiddush of the sif? So the pashas, it seems like, it's coming off with the mechaber and sif, hey. The Mechaber says, "Yesh makah ba'itz ha'mokayim." How do we know that she has a makah? Because somebody saw the makah, somebody felt the makah, somebody. There's a way to know that there's a makah. Let's say there's no doctor that saw the makah; just she's the one that says it. Nevertheless, that's involved. Nemenes isha loymer makay yesh li ba'itz ha'mokayim shadam yetsim imenu. That's the din. Now, what type of makah are we talking about? Points out the Taz. I already told you. Then it's bar b'sifay. Sheish machlekes b'pirushay. Is machlekes? Do we need the makah to be made tidam? The Rashba doesn't need the Makat of Maiti Dam, and the Chumas Adeshin, and the Ma'ril, and the Merivayim, the Mordechai, Hagoyis Maimini, they all hold that the Makat has to be able to be Maiti Dam. Memeli says, that's how L'chor, the Taz goes La'alacha, that Nemenes is only going to help you if we know it's the type of Makat which is Maiti Dam. The Shach and Kuzakesef, he says, you don't have to know that the Makat is Maiti Dam, L'chor, even not. If she has a vest kavua, then shleva shas vesta should be neman. If she doesn't have a vest kavua, then she's only neman if she has a tvek tveiko. Now, according to the taz that we're talking about a maka which is maiti dam, so then why don't we have to be mevar the dover? Go to a doctor and find out. Go to a bodeker and find out. So if we learned the Gemara Kipshutai, Maki Yeshli Bimakar, so then how are you supposed to find out from a doctor? Bismaneni, we could find out, as we'll see in Simon Kuf Tzadi Aleph. There's many ways to find out Bismaneni. However, in those days, there's no way to know really. You can't go to a doctor to find out if she is a Maki Bimakar. But if you learn the Mechaber Kipshutai, Nemenes Isha Loimer, Maka Yeshli Ba'oi Samokim, it's mashma that it's even if it's in the prison, in the Beis Achitzin. If you look at the Pisei Tshuva, it sounds like they had ways of finding out whether or not she had a Pesah. She's able to feel around to see whether or not she has Pitzayim. So, the Mashmois is the Chorah that Shidaka doesn't have to go. She doesn't have to be Mavar of the Safik. Chokama that she says it, she has Nemenes, she's Nemenes, and Shidaka does not have to be Mavar of the Safik. L'chora, if she has a cheskes tyro, so then we can understand that she would have a cheskes tumo, then l'chora, if it's actually vuri, l'chora, she would have a chiv to be mevaret. L'chora, she would have a chiv to be mevaret. Now, you could just be madcha that she tried to be mevaret, but she couldn't be mevaret. Because manena, we have electricity and we have lights. We're able to see much more than they were able to see in those days. And if you weren't able to mevaret, she says, no, I have a mako, then she's nemenet. That would be l'chora, the mashmoyt of the mechaber. Now, the bigger chiddush comes when you get to the Ramah. The Ramah says, where's the makor for this halacha? Makor for this halacha is the Marivayel, and the Marivava, and the Achronim, they're all matmiya that the Marivayel set up as a suffix. Maybe, if a woman says that she's borilo, that the dam is not coming from the makor, maybe she's nemon. But to be semach on that, not exactly clear. Nevertheless, halacha l'maisa, Chris and Shuba brings down from Kam Achronim that we are semach on this. If you have another tzad to be maker, we are semach on this. Now we have a very balabata shashayla. How does she know that the dam is not from the makor? She says, I know that the dam is not from the makor. She says that she has a makor, that's the mechaber. Then a woman says that she has a makor, she's believed. Alma, we're not talking about that case. She just says, I know that the dam is not from the makor. How do you know? Go ask a woman how she knows something. How do you know? The truth is that the chayim really asked the shayla also. Kama kama chayim asked the shayla, but how does she know that she has a makor? What does it mean, varyim? So I saw in the Shevet Alevi, he's not really coming to answer this Nekuda, I think, but he says, Kinira, he says, from a lot of the Achrenim, it's mashma that he did not see the Marivayel inside. If you look at the Tshuva of the Marivayel inside, the Marivayel is talking about a woman who, the Shaila is, does the dam come from the Makor, does it come from the Makor of the Meirag Lion? On that, he says, at the end, he says, Korev Hadover Be'enai, Buloi Kol Hani Taimi Shekasafti, Kivin Shemeret Ha'isha Shemar Geshes Ba'atma Sheloi Hadam Min HaMekor Rak Min HaTzodem Mimokam HaShesen Tenei Amenet. He says, where the woman says, I feel that the dam is not coming out of the Makar, it's coming out of the Mokam of the Meirag Laim, then she's believed. So that's what it's talking about. That it's not just Samazay, she says in the luft, she just in a vacuum, she says, I know the dam is not coming from the Makar. That in the Chanami, Mechatisi, how do you know the dam is not coming from the Makar? But where the two choices are, it's either come from the Makar or it's come from the Makar Meirag Laim, there, says the Marival, it could be that a woman is the menace to say that she knows that the dam is coming from the Meirag Laim. The only thing is, if the Ramah Taka learned that way, so then this Lachar should be in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, not over here. That's the Simen Benigea to a woman that says the dam is coming from the Meirag Laim, where it is. Either way, that's what he says. Lachar, that's how it would be that a woman would know. Now, what happens if it's not such a case? Just borrow it to her. So, we'll be in the Zbaran Siv Zayin. Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says, in Kol Zman Shibu Yedekes B'chol Acharim HaZdokim Eina Moitet Tzom Kim B'mokam Echad B'tzadim Yeshlitle Shem Yimakash Moitet Tzadbo Chol Shekein Amargesh B'shas B'dikash Shungas B'mokam Hu Koyi B'lokta Shere Chorin Zdokin Amargesh Escape Klaus, that she's allowed to be told that she has a Mako. This Halacha, it's not clear what it's talking about. A big Mavucha in the Acharim, like the Pesach Tshuva brings down. What is this talking about? A woman, whenever she's boydik, she finds dam in one spot. Either it doesn't hurt her, and she finds dam there, or kol shekein, if it hurts her on that spot, then she's allowed to be tailored in this maka. Are we talking about a woman that has a vest, or a woman that doesn't have a vest? Are we talking about a maka she may see a dam? We're talking about a maka she ain't may see a dam. Not exactly clear. Says the Taz, in Sif Katan Yud and Sif Hei, he says, we're talking about a woman that has MS. And the only reason why she's Neman is because since she finds Dam always in the same place, Memelo, it's Kilo, she has a Makash and Maiti Adam. She knows for sure that the Makash is being Maiti Dam, even though she hasn't seen it, but she always finds it in the same place. That's a Raya, that's a Chof, the Makash is Maiti Dam. We have another Raya, that's the only time that we're told, even by Isha Sheyesh La Vest, Shalei Beshat Vesto, is Dafka when the Makash is Maiti Dam. Taz and Shitasai. However, the Shach, the Shitasai, including the Kesef, says no. We're talking about it even in Isha Sheyin La Vest. It's a Hemshech of Sifhei. Sifhei, the Mechaber didn't say anything about a woman that has a vest or doesn't have a vest. He says a woman is allowed to be imyesh, maka, ba'isa, mokim, telem, adama, tosa. The mashmoyis is, even if she doesn't have a vest kavua, even if the maka is not moiti dam, she's always allowed to be telem. How bad if she doesn't know she has a maka which is moiti dam? If she finds dam always in the same place, it's ki'il as if she knows that the maka is moiti dam. The male, even if she doesn't have a vest kavua, she's allowed to be telem. Not only that, because the kesef is being tailored, you'll be touring gamsim. Kol shekein, she feels also tar. Now the truth is, if you look at the lashon of the mechaber is not mashma that she knows that she has a maka bechlal. Because the kesef understands, she has a maka, she doesn't know if it's moiti dam, but since she always finds it in the same place, it's kilo as if she knows that it's moiti dam. But she has to know that she has a maka. The truth is, the lashon of the mechaber is not that way. Im kol zman she bedekas bechol achirim mitzdakin, einu mitzis samu kimi moka mechem mitzdakin, yishlito yishem emaka shmoiti tzadbo. You could be telling her that it came from a maka voice of tzad. Not that she knows that she has a maka. And now when she finds dam, she's always being telling in that maka. She's allowed to be telling that she has a maka. The truth is, if you look at the lashon of the makor for this halacha, is the Truma Sadeshin, he says, al davar ishtecha asher kasavto, sheyesh lecha hoichocha sheyesh lamaka. You have a hoichocha that she has a maka. What's a hoichocha? That she always finds dam at one time. It's much more that they didn't know that she has a maka. The truth is, if you look at the Tiferes Lamaisha, and the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim has a tshuva about this in Simon Chof Gimel. Second Chelik Avni Miluim. The new. Second Chelik Simon Chof Gimel has a long tshuva when he gets to this. And he says that in a Chanami, the Mechaber is going, even if she doesn't know she has a Mako, if she always finds Dam in the same place, then she'll be able to be Tehle, Befar if it hurt her. The Shevet Ali brings it down, and he says you could be Semich on this by Isha who is Mesulek is Damim. By Zekena, by Mubaret. You'll be allowed to be Semich on this, even if she doesn't know that she has a maka, she always finds dam in the same place, she'll be able to be tayyib. That's going even l'chayro, even if she doesn't have ka'ev. If she does have ka'ev, kol shekein if she has ka'ev. What does this mean, l'maisa? So, the Shevet Halevi says, im kol zman shi boydekes. What does it mean? Kol zman shi boydekes, she finds. How many times is kol zman? 100 times? 200 times? She says, kol zman is 3 times. So, by the Shulchan is this way also, 3 times. I didn't see anybody earlier than Heintiger Paiskim that handled this. What does it mean, kol zman? But anyway, that handles it, they say it means 3 times. Says that the Shevet Halevi could be Mekel even, if she has ka'ev, you could be Mekel even with 2 times. So, a woman that finds dam, it hurts her in a certain place, and she finds dam, she could be her own bodekis. Take a bodika cloth, an eight bodika, and press it against the side where she thinks where it hurt her, and if she finds dam there, then l'chayr she knows she has a maka, which is maiti dam. That means that she found it already a second time, unless she didn't know where she found it the first time. She'd do it another time, maybe 2 times. She found it once, then she does it herself, she'd be able to be her own bodeket. Certainly, if she could see it, sometimes it's you're able to see if it's mamish on the outside of Eitz HaMakom, then a woman would be able to see it even herself with a mirror or something. But even without that, if she could take a bedika cloth, Aruch Hashulchan actually talks about this, he says, in a case where a woman has a suffix, so she could take a bedika cloth, or put her finger even, and touch it to the place where it's burning her, where there's a burning sensation, wherever it is that she felt the pain, and see if down comes out. And she would be able to be tailored that she has a mak over there. Obviously not to scrape it, but if you just touch against it and find that she finds down, then she would be able to be tailored. She has to do it 2 times, it sounds like, according to the she should wait a little bit, because if she doesn't one after the next, then she just cleaned up the dam. She wait. How long does she have to wait?
An hour a day.
I think that she doesn't have to wait that long. Exactly how long, I cannot tell you. L'chura, if she finds dam right away. Really, the shaila is it 2 different types of dam, or is it the same dam? When she touches in the Oitz HaMakom and she finds dam, and she touches right again, So it could be either if she doesn't find anything, it could be because she cleaned it up. And if she does find something, it could be that she didn't get all the dam the first time. So it's not that she knows that the dam, it's moiti dam, it's just that the dam was sitting around, she didn't get rid of it all the first time. But in a chanam, maybe the pet does not be moiti dam. Just wait enough time that it's 15 minutes, a half an hour, some enough time that it should be, that she should be able to see if there's more dam that's coming out. Now, l'chur, what would happen? Let's get back to our case that we had beforehand. That the woman found the bedika on the end of bedika, mamash on the end, she found two dots of dam. The entire eid bedika was clean, just two dots that there was dam there. So even though we mentioned it was on a yemaves, l'chur the zeichocha that it came from there. Now in this case, l'chur, the best thing for this woman to do is, if she could go to Bedeket, if that's not an option, which it wasn't an option at that time, so the best thing to do is to try to find herself. Take a Eid Bedika, touch a Teis Makim, and see if there's Dam there. And that's in Hanami what was told, but unfortunately they were not able to find the Dam. It was already much after the Bedika. So what do you do in such a case? Here you're stuck, because you can't be your own Bedeket, and you can't go to Bedeket either, because probably she's not going to find it either. If it's already a day, or however long it is after she finds it, the area is very, very sensitive, but it also heals very, very quickly. It can also cause another Petza, again, afterwards. But the Petza that was bleeding could heal very quickly, and just because it was bleeding yesterday does not mean that we'll find a Petza today. Especially, usually they're so small that you mamash have to be able to see that it's bleeding, to be able to, or it's very red, to be able to pick up that there's a petza there. If it's ready after a day, very often you won't find it anymore. So in this case, would you be able to be teileh even without a bedeket? So l'chora, the mashmois is the woman tanya that she knows for sure that the dam is not there. Anybody if it's from the makar, like the Ramah says, heinemayer is barely shein dam in the makar nemenes. If you take the Ramah kibshutai, mashmois would be she should be neman. And the truth is that anybody that saw that aid would say that the dam is not from the makar. Certainly, it wasn't bechlal nafrasha. Wasn't not only that, it hurt her b'shas ma'isa. So, even though we don't know for sure that the dam came from the makam where it hurt, because she wasn't able to find afterwards, l'chura, there's yodayim oichichos. Even if we hold that ke'ev is not kemaka, which seems how we paskin, but if there's yodayim oichichos, that's where it's from, then l'chura, there's no reason. You would have a svara that you should be able to be teileh even if you do not have a bodeket. Obviously, in any such case, one should ask Yesh Ha'alas Chacham. However, there definitely is a tzad to be meko in such a case where the yodayim mechichas that it's not bechlal. In other words, all the svaras that are over here that we're talking about, it's sifhei, sifvav, sifzayin, is all dam that's not clear that it came from the makar. You always have to say, even though it could be that it came from the makar, maybe it came from the makar. Where it's clear beyond the shadow of doubt that it didn't come from the makar, it's not even together with Safar Shah Bakhlal, then it could be that that's not what we're talking about in Sif Hayes of Abdulayim Bakhlal. That's not the need in Bakhlal, and there would be makam to be trailer. And it's all the Heintik of Poitskim, there's a famous shuva from Rabbi Yashiv about he heard about somebody that's Machalik, he's seen Dam Ladam, and he says that it's not Pet, the Chas Machalilab is Manin, it's Machalik. That's all talking about in cases where it's in the middle of the bedika, the eid bedika. So mechatesi came from here, it came from there. Elamai, you want to say, because the color you're able to tell. Mechatesi. But where you have yodayim mechicha is from other things, that's not where it came from, that it didn't come from afar. There's a much bigger tzad that one should be able to be teila, even if he does not have the yichilas of going to Bodeh. That is, benegia to Ptsaim in Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. Then, the Ramah continues in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Just to give a little synopsis, I apologize to those that were not here last month. We're not going to go through the entire Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph now. However, we will give a short synopsis of the halachas that the Ramah talks about. The Ramah, Betzim mentions over here, five halachas. The first halacha, which is before what we started now, is going on the halacha of the mechaber. That means a woman that finds dam, she uses the bathroom one time, she finds dam in the meraglayim. The mechaber says, don't worry about it. Doesn't make a difference if you're standing, if you're sitting, if you're shesetis, mizanekis, doesn't make a difference how the meraglayim came out. Any dam that she finds with the meraglayim, zikr came from a petza, because meraglayim, dam does not come out at the same time as meraglayim. If dam came out, it must be that it came from the book of the meraglayim, she has a petza, don't worry about it. She says harambam, that's what the mechaber passes in halacha l'maisa. The Ramah's first halacha that he brings down here is that halacha. He's going on that halacha of a woman that finds dam one time in meraglayim.
And he brings down two other shitas in addition to the Rav Mechaber. He says the first shita is shitas Tesis in the Rosh, that there is some time that we're going to be, there are some times that we're going to be machmer. And then is if it's tati l'reyaso, if she's aimedes vishrei seses, that means that she's standing up when she's being matam meraglayim, and the meraglayim is not coming out in a stream, but is dribbling out. You have to be choishish that maybe the meraglayim went back to the mekar and brought out tam, and that case is going to be tamim. That's one yeshemim. Second yeshemim, he says, is the rach. That's the chur, how that chayim learn. She's a rach, that she's usher anytime she's aimedes, and she finds dam in the meraglayim, she's tamayo. Even when she's Yosheves, unless she has Tarti L'Tevuso, the Hainu, it's coming out in a stream, it's Mikalach. And she doesn't find Dam on the side, in the Sfas Tesefel, it's only in the middle of the toilet, then she will be Tar, any other time she will be Tami. That's the first halacha of a woman that finds Dam only B'Shas Atalos Meraglayim. One time thing, Atalos Meraglayim. Then comes our halacha. He says also, if a woman is Matal and Mokim, where it's a makam where men and women both use it to be matam meraglayim, then there's a svek tveka, she'll be tar. Is this coming from her, or is it coming from the man? If it's coming from her, maybe it's not coming from the makar. Then he brings down our halacha. That's all dafka if she finds dam in the meraglayim. What happens if she's rubble to find dam, and it's not just a one-time thing, and it hurts her b'shas ma'isa? That's what we call heron vind, which we'll explain what that is in a minute, partially. And that case halacha is that he brings down once again two shitas. The first shita is the Marival says she's tahira. It always happens and it hurts her every time she's matam meraglayim. Hadvar meichichim that it's coming from a petza in the makam meraglayim or the kidneys and or the bladder somewhere, and that's where the dam is coming from and she's tahira. Then he brings down a shita's Maril. Now Maril says no, she's not tahira. She's only going to be tahira if it's Shalei B'Shas Vesto, and she does a B'dikas Ma'aril, like we'll see in a minute, but aside from that, she's not going to be tar. That's all talking about a woman that finds, it's common for her to find, it's not a one-time thing without Ka'ev, it's a common thing with Ka'ev. Then he talks about a woman that finds Dam in the Meraglayim all the time without Ka'ev. What's the luck on such a case? And she does a B'dikah afterwards and she finds Dam. So he says, if you do B'dikah afterwards and you find Dam, and you didn't find Dam in the Meraglayim, then for sure you're going to be coming. But even if you found down in the Meraglayim and you found down afterwards, then there are those that hold you're going to be Tame, and those that hold no, you're going to be Tar. It's just the Hemshech of what you found in the Meraglayim. You don't have to worry about it. Then he brought down halacha of a woman that doesn't see all the time. She sees at certain intervals. After 21 days, she sees. She can be Koyvei Avest for to see them at a certain time. And then he talks about these Kartin, Kotin, that he finds, which is like little sand-like pieces that the woman finds in her Atalos Meraglayim. In that case, he says that if the woman has a normal flow of dam at other times, then she's a tahira, she's allowed to be tailored. This dam came from, she has a makwa in the kloyas, in her kidneys, and she's allowed to be tailored. That's where it came from. Now, to go through the part of the halacha, just to mivar what the nekudas are, what is this heron vind? So, heron vind, says the Shevet HaLevi, heron is the bladder. And vind means wind. And it's a makkah which comes, it's a type of condition where a woman is not able to be matam meraglayim in a stream. It dribbles out, it comes out very slowly. And generally he says it happens in the winter as opposed to the summer. And third of all, it comes, he says, through the wind. I'm not sure what that means, it's contagious. So that's why it's called heron vind. I don't know exactly what that means. But it's some type of condition that the woman has in her bladder, and it hurts her terribly, and it only comes during the winter. So the Ramah Lamaisa is mitzadeh like the Maharil, not like the Marivail, to be machmer in such a case. And the only time she's going to be mekel is if she does a bedikas Maharil. What is this bedikas Maharil? Maril says the only time that we're going to be mekel is in a woman that has a vest kavua and it's shalei b'shas vesta, and she does a bedika three times. What is the bedika that she does three times? So since the shaila is where did the dam come from, did the dam come from the makom of the meraglayim or did the dam come from the makar, the best thing that she should do is to stuff up the makar and be matam meraglayim. If the moich that she put inside the makar comes out clean, then in a chanami she will be tahara, because it's a hechocha that the dam came from the merit line. Now, there's two shaylas here. First of all, why do you have to do it three times? Svekta achrein and dogam revolve and ein yehuda. Same person. Why do you have to do it three times? L'chari, this is a foolproof bedika to be able to know where the dam is coming from. That's first of all. Second of all, svekta shas. How come it doesn't work b'shas Vesta? L'chari, she could do this bedika b'shas Vesta also. Stuff up the makom of the makar with muchin, with amayich, and be matam yeraglayim b'shas makar. If nothing comes out, then she knows she's good. Vos epes that it doesn't work. L'chari, the answer to both these questions is the shach. Says the shach, it's not foolproof. Even though it seemed to us that it is foolproof, it's not foolproof. The truth is that I saw in the article he wanted to say in the Piskei Halacha that for this Bedikas Ma'aril, you could use a tampon. I had one. It's going to bring it. You'll be able to see why it's not foolproof. Now, a tampon is l'chera, it's the same thing, it's not like a moich. There's a big shayla, we'll get to Kufsa Levav, whether or not you're allowed to use a tampon as a moich. He rather says that you could use it as a moich. Now, the Gemara says on the Gimel Amar Aleph that when a woman sticks a moich b'ayis avokim, it could be because of the moisture that's in the ayis avokim, it could be michvis kovitz. Sometimes the cotton will shrink and shrivel a little bit, and it won't fill up the entire area. And there's a possibility that dam will come down the sides in the chernu stocking and knock it on the moich. Azay zakta chavez das, to be masber the shach. The shach says it's not a bedikah malyas, it's not foolproof. Why is it not foolproof? Because it could be possibly the dam comes down the sides. The truth is, if you look at the Dogma Ravama, the Dogma Ravama says, why do you have to do it three times? It's foolproof. If you look at the way that he's masber how to do this moich, it is taka foolproof. He says that you have to stop up the entire area with muchin, that there's no possibility basically for dam to come out. In such a case, the Gemara really says, not going out, because if you do it myself, you can totally stuff the area. And in a chanami, there will be no question in such a case that dam is coming down the side. It's partial that the dam is on the moich, and it's not coming down the side, and you'd have a klararaya, a chokho, that the dam is from the makom of the merit line, and it's not from the makom of the makor. The what? Well, there is a good hechacha. It happens three times. Three times is like a raya brewer. That zikr. We're not going to say that three times that it happens. The truth is, if you look at the Dogma Ravava, the Dogma Ravava says one time is enough. The only time that you need three times, if you didn't find any dam b'chlal, if you didn't find dam not on the meich and not on the makom, the matamei aglaim, then in such a case, in a chanami, you need three times. But if you found dam in the mokum, came out of the mokum eraglayim, but not in the mokum of the moich, in a chanami, after one time, you have a hechacha brura, and that's enough. That's what this heron vind is, and you have a hechacha brura from the hatolos meraglayim. The last halacha that he brings down here is this karatin, where a woman finds little chatzats, which is like little types of pieces of sand inside of the meraglayim, or inside at the end of her dam vest. On there he says, there's a long tshuva from the taz over here, the chacham tzi says, chas v'shalom to be semuch on the taz, who's mekel, zmatar yisr karis, the achreinim are matarat the taz, and they say you could be semuch on him. L'maisa, this is something what we call mizmanenu kidney stones, something which it's very painful when a woman is matam eraglayim, and unless she gets them removed, maybe there's different schools of how to get rid of them, but unless she gets them removed, then it's very painful, and she could always find some sort of, she might have to filter her meraglayim, but there'll be tiny little pieces inside the meraglayim that from the kidney stones that are passing through. It's painful and it can cause her to see. So too, there is a common UTI, urinary tract infection, which also could cause the woman, it's usually very painful when the woman is matam eraglayim, and it caused her to see dam also. In such cases, l'chera she has a tliya. Not only that, the Paiskim say, b'zmanenu, there's a foolproof way of knowing, and that is a blood test. A woman that takes a blood test, or a urine test, she'll be able to tell whether or not she has some sort of infection, or kidney stones, or something inside. And if you look at the Levushi Aries after the entire Siman Kuf Tzadei Aleph, he says, oh, by the way, this Manenu, the whole entire Siman is not Negei Halacha L'Maisa.
because there's a way to mevare, which would mean lechera that he's understanding you have a chiv to mevare, and that means that kol kama that there is an avsharis mevare bekal, or the shaila is what's considered bekal, how bekal is bekal. Do a urine test. Lechera is not so terrible. The question is, what do you do if it's a Shabbos and you can't? If you have Yudayim Mechichos, then maybe in a Hanami will have Yechelis to be Tehle. However, any time that you could be Mevar, Lechair certainly be able to Mevar, and a lab test that you're able to see the infection, that would be a Raya Brura, and you'd be allowed to be Semach on that. Which brings us really to back to Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, Siv Chesen test, being Semach on doctor. When are we allowed to be Semach on doctors, and when not? Mechaber says, "In tirtel israfis tok shia kodesh shetus chazik, aval achash shetus chazik yesh shetap kinu mutter lus mechal arfu al shamish. L'shamish achakach. V'yesh mi shemata yirmam al arif yisrael shen israfis. Yesh la'ayin, there's two shittas that are brought down here. First of all, there's a shita that says, yesh misafkin, that you're not allowed to be Semach on any doctors at all when she's mischazik. And then there's a yesh mi shemata if it's a Jewish doctor. Then the Mechaber seems to say another shita. V'mtira isha shepasik dam vestem v'riyasai de'erafoi v'nikr she'ilu yeshiz mechach alevi kechavim. It sounds like that in a case where it's clear that it was pasik men of the dam, then you're able to be Semach on that. Is that just the hemshich of the yesh mishamater, or everybody will be maskim in this case? We'll get to it in a second. The makor for the halacha of being Semach on doctors is a gemara which is brought down by the Beit Yosef we saw. Two stories that happened, that one woman is being mapul, types of things that look like klipos, like peels that were red, kinira. One woman was being mapul, things that look like stars, hairs that were red. And they were trying to figure out, what is this bichlal? So they went to ask the Rav, and the Rebbe asked the Chachomim asked the doctors, and the doctor says that she has shumavoy samokoyim, she has something, she has the makabim meimayim, or shumavoy samokoyim, she has some sort of infection or condition that's causing her to see this. The Gemara says, the Chachomim said, be makal them, put them into warm water, and see if they dissolve. If they dissolve into blood, then you'll be in trouble. If they don't dissolve, you'll be okay. So the Shaila is really, are we being Semach on the doctors or not being Semach on the doctors? They went to ask the doctors. That means you could be Semach on the doctors. But after the doctors told them that it wasn't a problem, that she has a pesa, she has a condition, then they said, oh, put them into the hot water and see what happens. So we're being Semach on them or not being Semach on them? The Rosh of the Shuvah to the Rajba, where he asked them the Shaila, and the Rajba does not answer it. However, the Tesis HaRosh on Daf Chav Beis Taka does answer it. I'll see in a minute. The Chassam Sofer, he says, from the fact that Chazal didn't want to be Semach on the Reife, Vayistayt, we see from here, and this is how Kama Achreinim Gol Halacha, that you can't be Semach on a doctor 100%. The Haimah. Doctors can tell you that there's such a Metzias. They can make, there is a Metzias out there, we know that there is such a Metzias out there, that women have a Maka in, that causes her to be Mapel, Cyrus and Klippos. However, to say about this woman specifically that she has this condition, they can't say for sure. Because not every goof is alright, it's a different goof. Just because one lady has it doesn't mean the other lady has it. Is there such a possibility? Yeah, there is a possibility. They could chop a suffix, but it's only a suffix. Mamela, you have to be Mavar yourself also in the suffix. Now, chopping a suffix helps you for a lot of things. It helps you for Achila B'Yom Kippur for Achila. Suffix B'Goof Nefesh. Helps you Michal Shabbos by Achila. Suffix B'Goof Nefesh. Even a Sfek Sfek B'Goof Nefesh, well, you could be Michal Shabbos for Achila and Shabbos. So, you could rely on doctors, even Goyish doctors, when it's a shadow of pikuach nefesh, because even a suffix is enough. However, where a suffix is not enough, when it comes to nida, where a suffix is not enough, then says the Chassam Sofer in Echanami, you can't rely on the doctors. You can only, they only shaf a suffix. Memela, they're nothing more than a suffix, and you can't rely on them again. The truth is, says the Shevet Levi, if you look at the Tesar Rosh and Chavezim and Vez by that Gemara, the Tesar Rosh asks the question. He says, I don't understand. If they ask the doctors, and the doctors told them, so how come they have to be mapul? Doesn't say it's a rush, because the doctor didn't say for sure. The doctor said, Shema, maybe she has Zeklashinov. That's what he understood. It wasn't vibrirus that the doctor was saying it. The doctor was saying it only as a suffix. So the doctor himself was a suffix. So the doctor himself was a suffix. You can't rely on them in Gansan. Had the doctor said for sure, then in a Hanami you would be allowed to be Semich on the doctor. Which is the current, like the Chassam Sofer, like this Pitzkel Shuvah brings down for all the Chassam Sofers, they're not allowed to be Semich on the doctors, the Goyisha doctors. They can't tell you about a specific lady. They can tell you in general, there's such a Matthias. They can't tell you about a specific lady. B'chlal says the Chassam Sofer,
all the doctors, it's not so much in the tshuva over here, and Avodah Zarah, he speaks this out, he says, Miyomai, I always had shver, he says, we don't have universities for Jewish doctors. So all the Jewish doctors, he says, go to learn in the Goyish universities. In the Goyish universities, where do they check, how do they do their tests? On Goyim. On Goyim, there's no rash, on Goyim to Yidden. Goyim eat lobster, Goyim eat shrimp, Goyim eat all types of things that Yidden don't eat. And really, Gemara says that their gufim are different, Bechlal. Bechlal says that B'nai Yisrael, Daigim Mitzvahs, were the, they have a Slavus. Even a Litvak has Daigim Mitzvahs. Yeah, for sure. And before we get myself into trouble. And Amela, there's no raya from a goy to a yid bechlal. You can't bring a raya bechlal from a goy to a yid. So even if we know such mitzvahs, you can't say for sure when it comes to yid that this mitzvah applies. However, l'chor according to the Tzeis Rosh, in a chanami we would be able to rely on the doctor. However, says the Shevet Levi, that's all in theory. That's in doctors in the times of Chazal. Now we have a difference of doctors bizmanim. The whole case of Sif Ches, says the Shevet Levi, is only talking about where we don't know that she has, we didn't see the makkah. So we're trying to rely on the fact that it hurts her, that she felt something, b'chulu. However, bizmanenu, there's ultrasounds, and there's x-rays, and there's all types of things, x-rays, if there's a, generally only help you for the bones, depending, there's ultrasounds, and there's ways to see, we have electricity, and we have able to see all the p'tzayim that there are there, and it's a milsa d'avid l'gluye, and in such a case, l'chur, there's no tzad that they shouldn't be believed. Where you're able to see clearly, where there's the possibility to see clearly, that they weren't talking about, and l'chur, you'd be able to be believed. It's only, where would it still apply? Would it still apply where a doctor says, skuktois, kimdumani, it looks, umdendat, that he says, l'chur, this is what the issue is. He gives a diagnosis, and he doesn't really know, can't see, l'chur, this is what it is. In such a case of l'chur, what it is, in a chanami, in such a case, you would not be able to rely on them. A guy is a shakran, you can't rely on him at all. There is, in the place, Kim, there may be to ask two doctors and see what they both say, in such a case. Could be there's not even a mere umrasi. He says, this is what I thought it was, but it could be that. But where it's not a milsa davidli gluye, generally the things bizmanin are milsa davidli gluye, and therefore you'd even be able to rely on a goyish doctor. Agav, anytime to the priest came, the Shevet Levi, by the Shulchan Lechem Simla says that for the most part a doctor who is not shomer Torah mitzvahs, then he has the same ne'emanus as a goy, or a lack of ne'emanus as a goy. And really we would not be relying on him. Most places go with that, even with regard to going to Bodeket or something, they will only send to somebody who is shomer Torah mitzvahs. To a Stam nurse, she's not shomer Torah mishpacha, they will not send a woman to get checked out by her. But anytime that she says that she saw it, her, that's you would be allowed to be same on that it's not a problem. Now, interesting thing, Ramosha says that he has a tshuva in Chelak Aleph Tzadihei, that if a woman goes to a doctor and with no shayla psichas hamekar, that maybe he stuck something into the uterus. It's just, he says, I was touching around in the area and it caused you to bleed. So he says, in such a case, since it would be much better off if the doctor said that he didn't, he's keep saying that he did something wrong. You'd much rather say that he didn't cause you to bleed. So if he comes and he says, I caused you to bleed, he says, you even allowed to rely on a guy in such a case, because he would rather not have had to come under such a thing. Vice versa, he's not lying. Now, it's mashma gana there in the tshuva that you have to ask. Can you ask him if he said what? If you ask him, the shalis, they talk about here in Eretz Yisrael, even the friar doctors, they all know Taras Mishpacha. There's no Mesiach Lefitumai. They all know what you want to hear, and they know, like when we're talking about Amir Lakum. I had it just now with somebody telling me about the Amir Lakum. They went to ask a guy, and the guy says, you know, they asked me straight out. There's a story with the halacha is you're supposed to be meicha. A guy came in to take out a guy's. He called him in to open up the refrigerator because he forgot to take out the bowl. He says, I can't get the stuff out of my refrigerator. So he opened up the refrigerator. As soon as he opened the refrigerator, the guy starts unscrewing the light bulb. So he tells him he's supposed to be meicha when he's doing the halacha. He says, stop, you're not. The guy turns around, machita bi. He tells him. He turns back and he continues to finish. They know the halacha is know, my son told me that the Shabbos guy by us in Beitar, he says that after the Merid Asa retires, he's going to take over. He knows all the halacha. So you have to know what type of guy that we're talking about. For a standard in America, you know, I would presume that the Taka don't know the halachas. But if they would say, if you would ask them and they would say that that's what it's from, then the Chora also, if they say that they caused the Pesa. Now, do you have to ask the doctor to see the Dan? So you don't have to look at it Bechlal. You don't have to be Choshish if he's not entering the uterus, he's just doing a routine internal, he's not really, there's no instruments involved, Ukademe, then you don't have to presume that there's dam. It's only if there's dam, then there's a safek argosha. But it's like any time she's matam eraglayim, there's always a safek argosha. You don't have to be choishish that there's dam. You don't have to ask to see the glove. If there is dam there, you're not allowed to say, oh, tell the doctor, oh, by the way, if there's dam, don't tell me. If there's dam, you have to know. You can tell the doctor, don't look at the glove. Just take off the glove and throw it in the garbage can. Ukedeme. However, if there is dam there, then it would be problematic. You don't have to be choishish that there is dam in the first place, and you're allowed to tell them anytime that a woman has a suffix. A woman that has, let's say, a nuvarine, which is a contraceptive that she sticks inside her stomach, she could put it in, insert it and take it out herself. Sometimes there'll be a tipas dam on the top. It could be that the dam is because damaka, because it irritated the top, the cervix. It could be the dam is from the car. She could take it out and wash it out without looking at it. She doesn't have to be choishish that there's dam. Instead of getting into any questions, it could be... No, there's no shashar gasha. Anytime a woman's not married, there's a shashar gasha, but only if she finds dam. You don't have to be choishish that there's dam, so you don't have to look at a kinoach that tells married line. It's only in a case where a person has a chiv to look at the bedika. A woman's doing a heftik tar, you can't just say, oh, you know. But in a chanami, she doesn't have to be choishish in the first case. Now, how do we paskin over here? Then wanted to know, how do we paskin in the mechaber? Mechaber doesn't seem to be basic. He says it doesn't seem to be machria. Yesh misapkin, yesh mishamater, and he doesn't tell you what to do. Is it a yeshim? Is it a yeshim? Even when you have a yeshim, it's a question. Some say yeshim, savi derayis lachomas of the rabbanu lekula, and some say no, yeshim is the opposite of a savik yeshim. Savik yeshim, you go like the savik yeshim, you go like the second yeshim. I saw the Darkei Tshuva he brings down over here. Pshitali, that since he's not machria, that we go lechomra. Says the Darkei Tshuva from the Mekor Chayim. It wasn't pasha to me. I didn't understand why that should be. L'chura, the Shaila, if we understand that Rei Machmas Tashmish is a vest, then, which Rei Vachrenim holds, then it would be a Shaila of a Derabanan, it wouldn't be a Shaila of a Deraisa. L'chura, we should go Savi Derabanan on the Kula. It could be that he went that it's not, it's a Chirli. Or it could be that since it's a Chashash of Deraisa, she sees again, that's where he is Machmas. However, L'chura, in a case, and Tira Isha Shapazak Dam Vest of Riyasa, Nikr Shayil Yeshlis Mechav Levi Kechavim. It sounds like the Mechaber would be rely on that, then in such a case, L'chara, Bizmanenu, it would come out that most women would not have an issue. If we could be Samech on the end of this Ramah, most women would not have an issue because we could stop just about any woman's dam. We have the ability to stop, either with a shot or with pills. We have the ability. Mamela, even if a woman comes in after the fact, getting back to the first case, we start off in Kufay Zayin. We had a scenario of a woman that said, oh, by the way, the last 3 months I've been seeing every time. Whoa, we're in trouble. This is after the fact. There's no be careful beforehand. It's ready after she already saw 3 times, 10 times, 15 times, 25 times, I don't know how many times. What are you supposed to do in such a case? So he brought up possibilities. If she was always prayer's favorite mate, he's prayer's favorite mate, and could be that it was always afterwards, he was there ready beforehand. There's another answer also, L'chara, even after 3 times, if we could stop the dam, she stops it, we give her pills, and she doesn't get her vest b'chlal. The nearest shehoyel ha'refuah, in other words, that she's not seeing any dam b'chlal, and then mainly you would be able to be mishamish another time. Now, what happens if she stops her period? She stops the pills. If she's on pills all the time, she's not going to be able to get pregnant. So what does she do? She stops them. What happens if she stops them and she sees another time? Does she get another 3 times or another 1 time? Says Mechof Masadam, she gets another 1 time. If she sees then another time, then we see that she was not Nisrape. She was Nisrape temporarily, but not Nisrape and Gansu. And the Mela should be in trouble. Now, L'chura, that would be the same case here. I don't see any reason, though, if she stops the pills and she sees again, then I don't see any reason why she wouldn't be able to go back on pills. She goes back on pills, and she stops it again. The Shaila was she Nisrape or not? We found that she wasn't Nisrape. Okay, so then I'll stop her pills again, and we'll see. The chur that there should be a masa that she should mamash have to get divorced, I don't see why there should be such a issue, unless the fact that the husband wants to have more children.
Ukidemeh.
Then maybe. But as be'etzem that she have a chiyuv to, I don't see why there would be such a possibility. Now, in a case, what happens with a woman that saw twice? So she's in trouble. Says some sefer, she's a chiyuv to be eisig in her food. So we'll give her a shot, and she'll stop her blood. She stops the blood for 3 months. Terrific. Nothing's happening. After 3 months, she goes off the pills, and she sees another time. Is that mistarif for the first 2 times, or not? And the world says no. Huh? Sure. This is telling the shah that we asked beforehand. We had such a case beforehand. What happens when a person's mishamish the third time with a chatzi aver? And that's why they don't see, because it wasn't mamash with full bliyah. And then afterwards, mishamish with the aver shot in gamsin, gemar biel, and she sees again. The mashmois of the prideya is that it's not mitzarif, and the taka breaks it up. And that's what it seemed like in the case of the chavetz das. Chavetz das says if a woman checks twice and sees damach and tashmish, and then she forgets to check for 3 times, and then she checks the next time, says the chavetz das, it's all mitzarif, and she has 3 times, so she didn't check another time to be tuned. We pass in halacha lemaisa lekula. The taka is not mitzarif. L'chor, in such a case also, we could say that it's not mitzarif, and she would have another 3 times, and she should be careful. If they scare her, and a charar dam comes out, a charar dam is like a gush, is like a thick piece of dam. It's not a congealed blood. Then it's nisrapis and mitaris labayilov, and calls her out to machatash mishafilu pamachas, like the Chacham Sadim said, biyodur shle nisrapis, bizmanaze in matirno adir fuadu. We're not matir, umiyo in matirno samibala harfu, achetipo vatas like a kulun. If it did happen, if we did do it, and a charara came out, then it could be that we are bikim, says the Shevet Alevi, and therefore we're not going to make her get divorced. However, the chatchila we certainly don't do it because we're not bikim, and not only that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, even lechumah we're not bikim, which means that even if she does the bidika, they scare her, good and well, and nothing comes out. So we should say, oh, vice versa, she's in trouble. No, maybe we didn't know how to scare her, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not just that we don't know what a charara is. Could be we don't even know how to scare him. So we have to try a different haunted house. And the Mela, it doesn't even work lechumra, and she'll have a takana. She won't have a takana ayde apal kararo, but hopefully ayde pills she will.